Nathan's girl alongside Matt Wilhelm getting ready to preview the Redskins and the Browns. Week number four for the Browns, looking for their first win against the Skins team that enters this game at 1-2. Washington, the number one passing offense in the NFL right now, but that hasn't translated to wins for them.
That's right.
But it will be a tough test for the Browns secondary.
It definitely will, and I think the tough test is going to include DeSean Jackson, the Crowder kid, Jordan Reed, and I believe that, you know, Kirk Cousins in general, he delivers the football, hasn't been all that great, and I think that the more pressure that you put on him, the better, so we need to be in and around Kirk Cousins in the pocket, and I don't think we need to do anything exotic defensively on the back end. It's just cover these guys up, double DeSean Jackson when you can, and double Jordan Reed, and not allow them to get behind you, because those big game-breaking plays is what they do best.
The good news is it does look like Joe Hayden will be able to go on Sunday, but no Tremont Williams, which means Brian Bodie Calhoun, the star last week, has an opportunity to make a big play once again, and will be counted on in a matchup with Crowder, who right now leads the Redskins in targets, catches, and receiving touchdowns. When the Browns are on offense, though, this is a defense that has been victimized. They are near the bottom of the league in every single category. What do you want to see from the Browns on up?
I think it's going to be a continuation of game management by Cody Kessler, and I think even Terrell Pryor, allowing to keep the rest of the Washington Redskins kind of on their toes, and then a steady dose of Isaiah Crowell, you know, tied for the number two rusher right now in the NFL, as well as Duke Johnson, something I called for last week. Maybe some more screens as they do get a little comfortable and want to put pressure on the young quarterback Cody Kessler, that we get the football out of his hands very quickly and allow our playmakers to make those plays.
Well, this will be the first game where the Browns don't go against an elite defensive lineman, and I look for them to pound the rock with Crow and Duke. Currently the number four rushing attack in the NFL belongs to the Browns. Browns, by the way, number one in the league on first down yards per play. The Redskins number three, so first down will be a critical down in this game, and hopefully the Browns do what they have to do to get that first win. For Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching this game preview, and keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.